Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is nothing short of wild how much incredible news and information we have to cover today. I don't know where to start. The House committee has passed the bill and now going to the full Congress to arrest and give you 5 years in prison if you embed a YouTube video. Now, YouTube has the embed function. That's how the internet operates. But it says if you embed a video that is later found to be copyright, you will be arrested. And the Electronic Frontier Foundation, others went directly to Congress months ago and said, do you know what this does? And they said, yes, we know. The big gold exchange with the Forex has come out and said the way new regulations are written, the private over-the-counter sale of gold is technically illegal, and that they're going to be advising everyone to stop the over-the-counter sale of gold. All of these incredible things are happening, not with a bang, but with a whimper. And as usual, the American people are distracted, are diverted by more exercises in political correctness, training us to obsess over what people say rather than what people do. Example, Barack Obama impersonator hauled off stage at Republican gathering, and I've watched the full 20-minute piece. He was supposed to do more than 30, and it's really pretty mild bipartisan bashing. But they couldn't handle it, and they're now calling it a big defeat for Republicans, showing they're redneck racist because they'd have somebody like this there speaking. And just endless obsession over it with political correctness. We also see, of course, MSNBC running a piece airing a national golf championship event and playing a piece they produced with the Pledge of Allegiance, which, of course, many times is read out at the beginning of sporting events, or they engage in the Star-Spangled Banner national anthem, with the words under God, as well as one nation omitted. That's your New World Order type of Pledge of Allegiance, where everybody's focusing on the under God taken out. What about one nation? Well, you can't have one nation when you're part of a New World Order. So we have that information that we're going to be breaking down, but not breaking it down from the angle that everybody else is looking at it, but to really illustrate how this is an overall distraction, diversion from the incredible earth-shattering events that are taking place in our world. Now, what I'm going to do is, when we come back from break, I'm going to run over a lot of the different headlines that are here and some of the reports that I think are most important on the economy, on austerity riots going on huge military expansion of operations in the Middle East, North Africa, and Central Asia. And then for the full broadcast today, after about the 20 after, I will intersperse news, video clips, key intelligence in the ongoing New World Order paradigm as we attempt to expose the paradigm and then overturn the neo-fascistic modern model of high-tech slavery. We will take your phone calls throughout the broadcast today. But in the first hour, I do want to open it up for first-time callers, people who've never had a chance to get involved on air, never had a chance to join us on air. In fact, I'll give that number out now on any issue or item you wish to discuss. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But when we come back, we're going to plunge into the news and then continue with your phone calls throughout the broadcast today. I also want to talk about Rick Perry, the Bilderberg approved candidate, now moving into frontline position and now not hiding the fact he's getting ready to announce he's going to be running for president. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So glad and thankful that so many millions of you have joined us today. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Time, and of course I also do a two-hour broadcast on Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. I want to leave the phones open today for you to be able to respond to all the different news items I'm going to raise, but also bring up any news stories or questions or comments that you have. We're going to have open phones for first-time callers in the first hour, and then we'll have a general free-for-all in the second and third hour today, interspersed with much of the news that I'm about to basically give you a summary of here in a moment. The toll-free number to join us, if you're first-time callers here in the first hour, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 will get you up and on the air. Where to start here? Bilderberg approved Perry, set to become presidential frontrunner. Of course, he pledged to not run for president just months ago. He had the presidential book out, fed up. He'd been making all the national rounds. He'd been hiring all the staff. You've got Gingrich's people leaving to run to him. And no one will call him a liar when he announces for president. They'll go, oh, he's lying to us. This is good. Now he's presidential caliber. So later in the hour, I want to really look at who Rick Perry is. The forced inoculations of a vaccine that was a live cancer virus known to kill people in the trials. And a lot of people died after it happened. He ran the hoax saying it was the law to take it. That was a lie within a side of lie. It wasn't the law. He repeatedly vetoed the state and tried to ram through the NAFTA superhighways in Texas to turn over 8,000 miles of already paid for roads, which is illegal, by the way, federally and at the state level, to offshore corporations like Centra of Spain and Zachary of Australia. The list really goes on and on. Under his tutelage in 10 years as governor, he gave us the franchise tax, which is an income tax on businesses. He gave us the hospital district taxes. But he says openly in speeches that a prophet's not known in his own country. That's why a lot of conservatives don't like him here in Texas, because they actually know who he is. What, he only won about 31, 32% of the vote in a three-way race. In fact, he can only win in three-way races. That's how they fix things here in Texas. For him. He actually says, look at how good Texas is doing. Look at how good it is with me as governor. Texas is doing good despite Rick Perry. I get these emails and calls, and occasionally people on the street walk up and go, you know you got it good. You know America's good, Alex. Quit criticizing the government. They're going to protect us. They're not going to let World War III happen. They're good. These people believe that government makes the grass grow, that government makes the sun shine, the birds sing, that they make the baby fawns be born, the baby deer, in the springtime. And what a fundamentally unconstitutional, anti-1776, anti-conservative statement by Rick Perry that he has made Texas great. Oh, yeah. No, it's just that the rest of the country is going down the toilet bowl faster. And Rick Perry is one of the chunks of detritus out towards the edge. You know, he's trying as best he can to get down into that sewer. And so, yes, in the Depression nationwide, Texas, because it has per capita the smallest government, except maybe Montana, you could look at the statistics and debate that, is doing better. And Rick Perry says it's because of him. See, I'm already getting into Rick Perry. But boy, we did call it in my film now 3.5 years ago. It came out in 2007, so 3.5 years ago. Is that even longer than 3.5 years ago? It's almost 4 years ago. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. What a seminal documentary. The film ends with Rick Perry just like Obama deception has Obama and Hillary secretly meeting at a Bilderberg Group meeting in Virginia, and the whole national media is the number one story that day was, where is Obama? He's disappeared. He told the press corps to get on an airplane to Chicago. They slammed the door shut. They protested, and they locked him on board, actual kidnapping, Shanghai, and flew them to Chicago. And Gibbs, the effete Gibbs, said that, well, there was a desire to have some private meetings, and so Obama slipped off. Yeah, from the Dulles airport, he acted like he got on the plane and then got back in the motorcade with the Secret Service, with Hillary, and drove into the Chantilly Marriott. We're there. We document. They go in with the Secret Service. We call the national media, who claims they're running around looking for Obama for more than a day, and no one shows up. See, that little story, the reason I've told it many times, is that, and it's covered in the Obama deception, shows that the Bilderberg Group is dominating our planet to a great extent and trying to fully dominate it. You don't have a total world government yet. They're not all powerful yet. They're trying, though. And as long as we live in denial and won't even admit that powerful groups, powerful combines of corporations and government get together to expand their power, I mean, if we really have been taught as a nation and as a world that that doesn't exist, when common sense through all of history shows that is a fact, that's why we're so enslaved. If you had to pick one thing, it's this idea that denial is somehow a great virtue. And that just telling yourself, oh, there's no powerful people that want to eat my lunch. Oh, there's no powerful interests that have got to be kept under control. The minute you have a mindset like that, it's over. And our so-called mainstream media, the corporate dying dinosaur whore media, is so pathetic that night and that next day, we called all the TV stations and got on radio and told people to call the TV stations and newspapers, and no one showed up to cover it. There's Obama, there's Hillary, meeting secret, no one knows where they are, top story in the country. You're calling them, telling them where they are, and they don't care, they don't want to know. That's why the Drudge Report has more readers than the New York Times. That's why Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are exploding and rising. That's why every other outlet that will cover stories like that is on fire. And those that won't cover it are imploding into the dustbin of history. But they're not going to stop there. I've got a flotilla of news articles globally and domestically where governments are openly saying they want to censor the internet, talk radio. It's happening. Their tyranny cannot stand if we have a voice to respond to it. And that's why folks need to realize how precious this radio broadcast is. How in a sea of lies, it is standing out and shining like a light on a hill in the gathering darkness. And that's why it's so important now more than ever to spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're being taught to be a nation of ninnies that obsess over political correctness and who sit down and shut up and don't talk about politics and religion. America was founded on talking about politics and religion and getting angry at tyranny. All of the blessings we have, all the good things we have, don't come from Barack Obama or Bill Clinton or Rick Perry or Al Gore, even though they tell us that the internet comes from Al Gore. The blessings, all the good things we have, is because we did have forefathers and forebears who were obsessed with private property, obsessed with the Second Amendment, obsessed with liberty, and fearful and angry at government and mistrustful of power. And we collectively enshrined the idea of the individual as being the ultimate goal, the individual being empowered and turned loose to follow their dreams. So we individually collectivized a system to protect our individual freedoms. And so people that say, oh, it's extreme, it's bizarre to be upset about corruption, or to even say corruption exists, You people are going to ruin it for everybody. It's the opposite. Those of you that go along to get along, those of you that think compromise is a good thing, well, the other side isn't compromising. So this isn't compromise. You can't compromise on bedrock principles. You can't compromise that government corruption is dangerous and will grow out of control if not faced. History shows that 100%. You can't compromise with the fact that when a government tries to disarm you, tyranny sureth to follow. You can't compromise that it's wrong for a man to run up in a park and stick his hands down a woman's pants any more than it's okay for TSA to do it. But we're being taught to, quote, compromise in big ways to have our will broken. I mean, look at all of this censorship news today and all the freaking out over what's said and done. One nation under the military-industrial complex. NBC edits out "Under God" from Pledge of Allegiance during U.S. opening coverage, replaces it with "Worship of Empire." They knew exactly what they were doing. They were adding "Your God." When they cut out "One Nation Under God," they showed the military, you know, saying, "Present arms." One nation under fixed bayonets. One nation under "get your rifles ready" in a firing squad drill to gun down the Republic. Every time they show a basketball goal or a NFL football goal, they cut to troops with an American flag behind them to create a Pavlovian response. Oh, look, troops. Troops are what's good. Troops, troops. Yeah, troops on the streets. Well, troops would be good if they defended the Republic. But it's just like Nazi Germany. The Germans followed all of Hitler's orders because, after all, it was the military, and you got to bow down to what they say. We're going to break all that down. There's just so much. You know what? I'm going to go to your calls when we come back, though. Before I get into all this news, there's so much of it. Jam-packed broadcast coming up. PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. By the way, I'm going to get to this, as I mentioned, more in the second hour today. And it is also linked down on the left-hand side of the Drudge Report under the other headlines. Rick Perry fires up crowds, the different Christian conservative groups he's speaking before. And Perry said, "Stand up and stop apologizing for your conservatism." Well, I agree. Real conservatives, constitutionalists, should stand up to Perry and say, "Hey, why'd you pass all these new tax systems in Texas? Why are you for forced Gardasil inoculations? Why were you for the North American Union funding Trans-Texas NAFTA superhighway leg? Why did you go to Bilderberg in 2007? And as you can see there on the Drudge Report, he's linked to our article. I tell you, Drudge is really, really causing a stir with this. The fact that he exposes Democrats going to Bilderberg is a big deal. That's when he really started covering it, was when Obama went in 2008. But now that he's covering Perry, it's pretty hardcore. Again, Drudge has this report up there. Bilderberg approved Perry, set to become presidential frontrunner. Paul Joseph Watson's article today. And as I said, we're going to be breaking that down more. Look, I wish Perry was real. I wish that Rick Perry was a Ron Paul type who could really be trusted. And that's what Ron Paul has said. Ron Paul's 75. Believe me, he had to have his arm twisted to run. Regardless of what happens in this election, he'll inject real issues. He will show the alternative of true liberty and constitutional views versus rhinos, Republican in name only. And Rick Perry may wear cowboy hats and talk about secession and claim that he killed a coyote in Westlake Hills, which is the suburb of Austin, while he was jogging. I mean, he may tell us that, you know, he fought and killed Yosemite Sam. And you know, next that he rides with Tonto. But the facts are Rick Perry is not who he says he is. And you could say, well, forget the forced inoculations, forget the UN take over the highways by foreign companies. Forget all that. Okay, well, let's just forget it. I don't make a lot of mistakes. And generally when I do, it's because I go with mainstream media. I heard local news talk radio in the news segment last week announce that Perry had added it to the special session. And I searched it and couldn't find it, but thought, well, they must have just gotten the news. Well, I went and looked it up. He's never added it. And now you've got the Washington Times and Lou Rockwell and everybody else, literally over 100 articles, begging him. Headlines, Rick Perry's our only hope on TSA. Please, Rick, add it to special session. The House says they have the votes to pass it. The Senate has the votes, near unanimous in both. If you'll just get behind it, we can stop the TSA sticking their hands down people's pants. And by the way, it's now come out, TSA admitted, in New Orleans, they called a male and female members of the legislature out to single them out, the TSA did, and squeezed, I played the clip yesterday from Fox News Local, squeezed the man's genitals so hard it racked him. You know, that's how God designed us. You're not supposed to damage those so you can have children, so, you know, pressure hurts them. Well, they just said, and he said, you're trying to punish me? And they said, you bet we are. And then they went on to search his bags for 40-plus minutes. I mean, pretty soon they're going to get a meat cleaver out and say, get it on the wooden table. Got to make sure there's not bombs in there. And you think I'm joking. They're talking about full chest x-rays to stop Al-Qaeda breast implant bombs or to x-ray dogs that get on planes because Al-Qaeda might try. I mean, the government's got to take all rights away because the terrorist might strike. You can never stop terrorists from striking, even if you believe this whole fable. They're sacrificing our republic in the name of liberty. When you know the private interests that run this country are not free market and are open tyrants in their own admissions. But imagine, he's like, you're hurting me. I played the newscast. They're like, he's like, is this punishment? And they go, yes, it is. I mean, now they just, you see, they're getting prison guard types who are used to dealing with prisoners, a lot of which are innocent, biggest prison population in the world, mass frame-ups, but a lot of them are guilty. And, of course, it's come out they release the violent offenders to menace the population of the country while keeping the nonviolent. They're better widget makers. Making defense contractor parts, they don't just make license plates and furniture. That was in granddaddy's day. For 40, 50 years, they've been making everything and competing against the rest of our jobs, driving down wages, but good old boys still love it. So they treat you like a perp, like you're a convicted felon. That's what this is. Line up, take the shoes off, take the belt off. Well, I don't want to go in the microwave machine. I'm pregnant. Opt out, you get over here. In fact, I was talking to my parents this weekend. I went over there for dinner with the family, and they were telling me about all their friends being harassed and molested by TSA. And I just said, please stop telling me the stories. It's making me too upset. Well, now you don't like the TSA. Well, they're just going to grab your genitals and squeeze them like they're trying to crush two walnuts together. You know, that's how you crack nuts. You can crack them together.
When your country is being turned into a 21st century banana republic police state, silence isn't golden. It's yellow.
You are listening to Alex Jones broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, thank you for joining us today. I said I was going to get to your phone calls, and I am just here in just a few minutes, but here's just some of the type of news I have in the stack today. Unanimous, Supreme Court sides with Walmart in sex discrimination case. Unanimous, blocks state's climate change lawsuit. Won't hear Acorn claim over government funding. NBC apologizes for cutting under God from pledge. She's off. Michelle Obama embarks on African visit. Medvedev rules out election tussle with Putin. Wants to see Obama reelected. Continuing, Russia to lower U.S. debt holdings, as China, as Saudi Arabia and others are now doing. A Japanese computer named fastest in the world, three times faster than Chinese rival. German giant says U.S. workers lack skills. Paper, America's lost decade. The country totally falling apart. States look to internet taxes to close budget gaps. Told you all that was coming. Now, here's the London Guardian. Don't be surprised that Athens goes up in flames. Citigroup says Greek debt may be contagious. It was always planned to be contagious. They're going to bring one country down after another. We have the internal IMF World Bank documents from 9 years ago, 2002. Like, we should rewrite about that. Because, you know, we tend to think just because we covered something, six, 7 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 years ago that people know. We should write about that. Continuing, we've got just incredible police state news. And I tend to not cover news that we're in because I, quite frankly, find myself boring. I mean, it's exciting if I see some big national news story at first, and then I read it, and it's passé. I'm more excited about what's happening outside of news reports on yours truly or things that are happening to us. But I have to remember what's happening to yours truly is happening to everybody else as well. And I got in here a little bit earlier this morning and meant to shoot a special video report about it, but then got sidetracked with some other things going on because I want to illustrate this for people so they know how serious it is. Video exposing Google chief Schmidt censored by YouTube. But then the second part of that is that they've removed for the second time a video we put out, and I've got a clip of it. I'm going to try to play part of it later. It's a 9-minute video where I announced the Obama Joker operation in 2009, when they were still saying he was God and the Christ and literally calling him the Christ in the news, and he was like Jesus and he would save us. And I took the Obama Joker poster that reportedly somebody in California first hung up. We altered it a bit, put out our version, because they were calling for the person's arrest and saying it was racist. And it's not racist to put down Napoleon Bonaparte or George W. Bush or Barack Obama. And the national news then, after I did that, put out pieces saying we were racist and that to show him as a joker, we're saying he's a criminal. I mean, what if we showed him as Two-Face? What if we showed him as Bizarro? I mean, the point is he's a bad guy. And they had people on local news, national news, saying it's horrible, it's racist, it's evil that they're putting these up. And they know full well it's not racist. It's a political weapon, just like the talking point on MSNBC for a year was, if you don't support government-run health care, you're a racist. You don't like black people. I mean, remember Carlos Watson and Slimeball Matthews saying that? They know full well that's a cold-blooded political tactic they're using. Well, Google gave us a strike, removed it, and said that we would be taken down if we had one more. And we posted those letters and what they told us. And people say, well, YouTube's a private thing. So the point is, I followed their rules. Okay, they have an open marketplace. It's YouTube. It's our content, your content that made them great. Google bought out the small company out of San Francisco. They claim that there's this terms of service. They're violating their terms of service. They're involved in unfair trade practices. They make money off of us. And then we put a video up exposing the chairman of Google, Eric Schmidt, at Bilderberg, and it's the number one video on YouTube, and they just delist it and take our honors away. And again, I don't care about having an honor because I want to have a trophy like I won the race. The honors is what puts it at the top of all the pages. You know, hey, this is the top video. Here it is. It's the top video in this section, the top video in that section. It was a top video in many different sections. Education, news and politics, they just took it out. Because there's the head of Google, and now we have Lieberman saying he wants to control it. Now we have YouTube last month erasing political demonstration videos, quote, under government request, a new message, government requested removal. We wrote articles about that. I mean, this is incredible. This is incredible. But the issue is they removed the video and said because of racism, which is a form of slander, defamation. Truth is the total defense. Well, it's not true. You go watch the video, and I say the media is saying it's racist in L.A. that somebody's putting up these things as Obama as a joker and saying socialist. Clearly, they're saying he's a criminal and that socialism is a thing that's villainous, i.e. the Joker. I said, well, because they're calling for this poor guy's arrest or gal, we don't still know exactly who it is. That's it. We're going nationwide. It went nationwide. Hundreds of newspapers, literally hundreds of local TV, scores of national TV, Japanese TV, German TV, Dutch, British, Brazilian. It was one of the biggest things we ever did. And Google removed our video. I went and filed with Google and said, I'm challenging this. Well, they shut down the whole account. Because when you challenge one of their rulings, Not a copyright claim. That's outside. You're allowed. They said you are now in status of being shut down. Your account is locked down. Couldn't upload videos. You could watch our videos, but our account was shut down. And they told us, they said, if you do it again, we're going to get rid of your channel. Now, it had back then 50 million views. And we got a lot of channels, over 300 million total now in the last 3 years. But it's now 117 million views on that channel. 117 million. Russia Today has 5 million. ABC News, 40-something million. We're one of the biggest news channels in the world. In fact, the biggest on YouTube, on that one channel. 117 million views. Do we get any respect? Do we get no. You're a racist, and if you challenge us, we're going to shut you down. Now, what did the video say? Jess said I'd cover this later. I'm just covering it now. What did the video say? The video said they're saying somebody's racist for hanging these signs. We're going to have a national movement to hang them. It has nothing to do with race. Just like everybody showed Bush as a vampire and as a joker. Whether it's true or not, whether you agree with that or not, it's your political right to do that. And so, under the First Amendment, we're going to do this. And we did it, and people called for our arrest. And they had people on TV saying it's disrespectful. They need to be arrested. We have clips of those newscasts. I'm going to make a video about it. And so we come out and say it is not racist to call Obama a joker. He's a president. He's open. He's a public figure, as public as it gets, to ridicule. And Google said no. So Google's told us they may just shut the channel down. That's being decided right now. But it's got the strike against it. And they say if we challenge it, they will lock the channel down again. And I'm going to challenge it. And then here's the deal. You may be a big government funded with NSA openly giving you the money and CIA. And you may be at the NASA base. And you may be at the DARPA facilities. It's all on record. It's government run. But I'm putting Eric Schmidt and all of you on notice. You have operated this as a public commons. We have followed your rules, and you're engaged in unfair trade practices and slander and libel. And go ahead, delete my page, okay? Because I am going to come after you legally, and I'm going to come after you politically. We're going to have a nationwide movement where every day I call for people to post signs saying, beware Google. Google spies on you. Google kills freedom, okay? You want to fight? You Bilderberg trash, you're going to get one. You know, they've said we are going to be the web. You know, headlines, CNN, Google wants to run your house. The smart meters, the smartphones, the surveillance, the Apple systems, which Schmidt, formerly is one of the head people at Apple, controlling what you can videotape. This is the technocracy. So people say, why don't you just leave Google and YouTube? That's where the fight is. That's where the war is. That's where more than half the videos in the world get watched. That's where we're having a big effect. No, I'm going to take the field of battle. They can let Lady Gaga teach little girls how to commit suicide all day. They can have all that filth on there. Remember they put a strike on us for showing the Apache footage of them shooting up the reporters? Yeah, their Star Tribune, Google wants to run your wallet. That's their quote. Google wants to run your house. They want to run our life. They're taking over the full infrastructure of the web with government backing and collusion. This is a monopoly. This is a stinking, dirty monopoly. There it is. Google's Android home project wants to run your house. Headline, desktop review. Look, I'm not making this up. This is the J.P. Morgan / John D. Rockefeller robber baron scum with a sick logo like Don't Be Evil. And yes, folks, use Start Page. Use alternative search engines that don't store your data, that don't track you. It's come out TomTom, as I told you years ago. All the GPS does this. Their main business is selling everywhere you go to the threat fusion centers. You're tracked, no warrant, real time. All the companies do it, all of them. You order a pizza of any of the big companies, USA Today, they track where you are, where you're going. Okay, all the laptops out there, if you've ever used Google, they're watching you with computers over the camera. You're being watched. If your neighbor came to your house and said, I want to pay you to put a camera in your wife's bedroom, you would probably physically attack them. But you've been trained when it's a big shadowy Google up there in the Google sphere. Oh, you're watching me over this camera and microphone on my computer? Great, I'm going to bend over to you. Okay, I'm going to take first-time callers to the bottom of the next hour. And I, Here's the problem. I got hundreds of articles. They're all worse than the next. But here's the deal. Google has to censor us. They have to. The system must do it because we're doing real reportage. We're breaking through. We're having a huge effect. And if the system can silence us, they can then set me up, put me in prison, or worse. Okay? So it's a life or death situation. Decide if you're for free speech or against it. Are you with the InfoWar or are you against it? Email everyone you know, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Yes, we've built in the last 8 years our own alternative, PrisonPlanet.tv, but you've got to pay for the bandwidth through subscriptions. Then we take everything and give it out for free through the enemy's platforms. They don't like it. We're giving them a real run for their money, so spread the word about the radio show. Spread the word if you're listening on AM or FM. The system openly wants to bring back the fairness doctrine on talk radio, and the FCC says they want it over the internet to where I can't have my own political views. We're going in to tyranny. Everything that's happening is the opposite of what our founders set up, the opposite of common sense, the opposite of everything good and wholesome. All right, I'm going to go to John, Tim, Trey, Matt, Gene. I want to tell you about some of the sponsors that make this broadcast possible. eFoodsDirect.com, they've got this special running for just, I think, two more days. This is in the 20th or the 22nd. I forget. I hear the ad running. But you can buy three of any of their great meal packs and get the fourth free. They've got all sorts of high-quality, different food lines, all made right here in the U.S., freshly prepared. All the bananas technically aren't grown here. Non-GMO, non-hybrid. It's all available at eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com, the letter eFoodsDirect.com. Banners on InfoWars.com or give them a call, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Don't wait. It's good to get prepared, not be dependent on the system. And speaking of food, you know, when you drink green food, high-quality green food like Interfood, you absorb a lot more of it than with vitamins and things like that. That's why liquid form is so good. It's got 20 superfoods, 100% organic green superfood energy drink with powerful nutrition for better health, energy, mental clarity, and immune system support. It was even voted best superfood by our friend Mike Adams. And it's chlorella, spirulina, kelp, dulse. Look at all the other great ingredients at interfood.com. That's enerfood.com or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. Check them out today. And don't forget, one of the most powerful things we do is the online video bookstore shopping cart, the Patriot t-shirts, walking billboards for liberty, meet like-minded people, your purchase of Endgame, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Invisible Empire, Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True, 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read, the great chemtrail film, What in the World Are They Spraying? All of it funds our operation, but more importantly, it's tools to then show to others that are ready to be awakened. InfoWars.com or call 888-253-3139. The great folks here in my office, we now have, last 6 months, our people here, not just operators, but our folks that know what they're talking about here in the office, 888-253-3139. Or you can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Okay, I'll go. I've kind of gotten a little bit of my ranting out of me. I haven't even scratched the surface. Pigs could grow human organs and stem cell breakthrough. They already got cows doing it 12 years ago. Japan scientists synthesized meat from human feces. I'm not joking. This is Digital Trends out of Yahoo News. I talked about this 7 years ago and got laughed at. New York Times admits they've got tiny dragonfly drones watching, flying around everywhere. I've even seen some of these things at a protest one time. We're actually just covering the White House and saw little fake things flapping around, and I didn't even attempt to even videotape it. I just said, there's drones. No one will believe it. That was 7 years ago. But here it is in the New York Times. Yeah, we're in Buck Rogers land. John in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. I just want to first say thanks for the opportunity to be on your radio show and get the opportunity to...
You do not need to thank me, as Rush says, dittos. Dittos to you. What's on your mind?
First, also, I just wanted to say that was a great speech you gave over at that Talkers Magazine conference you gave. I'm very powerful. I really, really wish I could have got to see everybody's faces on all these big celebrities and whatnot, just to get to see how they, you know, took to your true passion and your willingness to basically die for what you believe in and how you were breaking it down for everybody. I just want to say that was some good stuff. So
John, you were there?
No, I just seen it on Facebook. I got the link and I was able to, you know, catch both parts, and it was some pretty good stuff.
Yeah, we meant to get that out. It's just I've got limited crew. We were busy with other videos. So a video about myself has had to wait while I put out all the other important World War III type news and other things. But that video is almost done. And Rob Dew, because we got some folks on vacation today, he's actually in there running the board right now. And he's the guy doing that video. But we'll have it in super high quality out in the next day or two for everybody. Thank you so much, John. Anything else?
I just wanted to say, you know, keep up the good work, and, you know, we're all here for you, man.
Thank you so much, my friend. Tim, Trey, Matt, Gene, others, your call straight ahead on the other side. First-time callers till the bottom of the next hour, then wide-open phones, and I haven't even scratched the surface of the news yet. Coming up, I'm going to break down the global attack on free speech, the acceleration in the deterioration of the economy by design, Rick Perry, who the real Rick Perry really is, a lot of amazing high-tech news like new meat being grown out of human feces to be fed to the public, NATO preparing for ground war in Libya, that's now hitting the mainstream news, of course, we got it to you first right out of our intel at Fort Hood and other bases, Gates warns Congress not to cut off Libya funds. Yeah, I got to make sure that we get trained that the president doesn't need congressional authority to go to war, regardless of what you think of the wars. The EU's passed sanctions against Syria. The UN is following, so that war is building up with U.S. ships now massing off the coast in the last week. By every definition, this is World War III. People tend to think of World War III as a nuclear war with the Russians. World War III just means a multi-regional, long-term war with large powers involved over a long period of time, basically. And I'm going to be releasing a special report later in the day on that subject. Also, I'm going to be releasing a special report by tomorrow on Rick Perry. And a lot more. But right now, let's go to John and then Tim, Trey, Matt, Gene, Steve, and others. John in Wisconsin, thanks for holding. We just took John. I'm dumber than a box of rocks. It just says fresh list. Okay. Tim in Florida, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Hey, while I was sitting here on hold, I made a list of things I called last week, and my wife ordered me Calbin soap, so we're a supporter last night for Father's Day. She couldn't think of what to get.
Thank you.
I got, you know, one of the things that you talk about, I just woke up and turned on to you probably a few months ago, but I have a 2004 BMW M3 that I was driving. This is a few years ago down the road. Don't have a phone in it. Back in 04, you either put a phone in it or you didn't. And I'm driving down with the radio on top down, and all of a sudden the phone starts ringing in my car, and I don't have a phone in my car. So I asked the lady what number she called. Called my wife up, asked my wife to call me, and sure enough, it came through over my car stereo, which I don't know how it happened, but somehow that car is wired.
All the cars in China, most of the cars in Japan, and now most of the new cars in the U.S. Have boxes built into them that have a computer and a wireless cell phone chip and microphone. That's why you can buy a track phone for less than $10 because the components are so cheap. And so, yes, they're putting spy devices. I just covered that last week. It was in the Epoch Times. People kept wondering how the police knew everything they were talking about in China, and it's because the toll road boxes that the size of a matchbox that everybody's given in China and Hong Kong for the toll roads also happen to have a microphone. And then people said, "Well, how are they listening? That would take millions of police and spies." No, they have computers listening to what you say, and then it flags it off keywords of it's an audio Google system. Slash NSA system. And so, yes, the smart meters, all under global regulations, all of the new, this is all over the world, new appliances have plugs that have digital chip systems in them where the electricity to your device, not wireless, not No. The electricity itself can have government data sent to it, and then the washing machine, dishwasher, computer, it then surveils you. And of course, if that isn't good enough, they have now by law globally the new Curly Q light bulbs. Why are those standardized? That certain type of fluorescent, and they're outlawing the phosphorescent, phasing it out. Because that then, with the new infrared systems coming out on most of the new keyboards or computer screens, it accesses and hacks your computer with a blurp flash orders from the light bulbs. So it's all part of freedom, though, of course. And Tom's tracking you as well. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Two other things that I wanted to mention. My daughter.
Well, stay there. Back in 1 minute. Then we're going to you. We're going to Tim, then Trey, Matt, Gene, Steve, everybody else. We'll be right back. Again, I'm an extremist because I don't like all this stuff.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up later in the hour, Barack Obama's White House Rural Council. We have a 10-governor council now. Well, now he has a central economic planning for America's heartland, what he calls the bitter clingers. That's going to be coming up, an expose of Rick Perry. Right now, let's go back to Tim in Florida. Tim, what was the next point you wanted to make?
You mentioned YouTube earlier, and they're passing this new law for this 5-year imprisonment thing if you do a copyright. I don't have a YouTube account just because of reasons of like that. When you said people took down sites because they said they had porn on them, but they didn't, but they did. They took them down. And if you have an account, I mean, I think that's a way that they can hold you accountable. What's to keep them from posting something on your account?
Well, listen, we can't let the intimidation get to us. It's not YouTube doing this particular thing. And Tech Dirt and other accurate and credible groups have done the breakdown in the last 6 months. They have a piece of legislation that's now gone out of committee where if you embed a YouTube video, it's 5 years in prison when YouTube and every other video site wants you to embed. And the person that posts the video can either have it where it's embed enabled or not embed enabled. So you then embed a Fox News video or a Russia Today video, even though it's their official YouTube and they allow you to embed, they give you the code they want you to. The Tech Dirt and the ACLU and the Electronic Frontier Foundation in the last 6 months, and they break all this down in the report, they went and lobbied to the feds and said, now listen, you're like Senator Ted Stevens who thinks the internet's a bunch of tubes and that things get clogged up. That's not how it works. You need to change the language of this. And they said, we know that's the language. And so that's what they're doing. Here it is. Senators unconcerned about massive consequences of criminalizing embedding YouTube videos. This is really no surprise, but the same Senate Judiciary Committee that unanimously approved the Patriot Act IP Act, despite worries from internet experts and major media about how it would break the internet, has now almost unanimously approved the anti-internet streaming bill, which makes it a felony to stream certain videos online, potentially putting people in jail for embedding YouTube videos or just putting up YouTube lip-syncing videos. What's really troubling here is that the media and plenty of concerned citizens have directly raised the issue about the unintended consequences of this law. And while Senator Amy, I can't pronounce her name, Klobuchar and John Cornyn and Christopher Coons continue to insist that, of course, the law is not intended to be used against such people, just like the Patriot Act wasn't for non-terror related. It was written for the American people, folks, not for terrorists. They have made no move to fix the bill. Even supporters of the bill, who insist that they were wrong about what the bill allowed, eventually conceded that our argument was accurate and that the bill could be used to put people in jail for embedding a YouTube video or doing a lip-sync joke video. And it goes, this is a huge, huge problem. Of course, it's not a huge problem. The system's doing this on purpose. And there's Kurt Nemo's article about the Tech Dirt report, and he has links to it all. Embedding YouTube videos may soon be a felony. And we'll put that back up because I want to read a quote from that. It says, the owner and others associated with the website could face up to 5 years in prison. And this is just an attempt. I mean, they're going to try all this. just like they tried to say black people weren't humans and folks had to fight back against it. Tyrants, as George Washington said, the limit of tyranny you will live under is the exact level you put up with. Anything else, Tim?
A couple months ago, you covered the school in Texas that got $2 million grant from the government. I'm curious, is that the same school that they're videotaping the kids and they're not allowed to bring their lunch? Because if it is, I mean, that's like a lab rat scenario. They're going to give them different types of food, see what or what puts stuff.
No, that's exactly. No, it's Chicago school district saying, parents, you can't be trusted. Your kids belong to us. They actually basically said that. One of the head superintendent said, you can't be trusted. They're not allowed to pack lunches for their kids because they're just biological androids to produce more slaves for the system. It was a San Antonio Elementary Pentagon $2 million grant to watch the kids as they eat with AI cameras to track them. Yes, we'll be right back with more calls. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, I covered the report that's all over the technology papers, including even CNN. Senators unconcerned about massive consequences of criminalizing embedding YouTube videos. 5 years in prison, even though the YouTube wants you to embed them. This is the essence of tyranny, is it makes all normal, non-criminal activity criminal, so they can then selectively enforce on whoever they want. Then they train the entire population of the country that's under tyranny to live like prisoners. And then you get little Soviet minders on every street corner and the whole spy society. Tyranny is a lot more common than even quasi-free societies. So we know exactly what this looks like. And I've got another report here. This was put out by the big gold exchange, the Forex. Trading of over-the-counter gold and silver to be illegal beginning July 15th. Little-known new government regulation. And Forex is saying they are discontinuing trading for U.S. residents on Friday, July 15th, 2011. This is how they're going to kill the gold and silver market. It won't work because it's going to explode worldwide. And we're going to be breaking that down a little bit later in the hour. And it dovetails with this report. Gold rises to new record in GDP, close to near record highs in euros and most currencies on gold debt contagion risk. So they tried to knock down gold and silver, but they're just racing back up. And so the federal government has announced very quietly that it will be illegal to privately sell and trade gold over the counter. Now, again, this isn't being announced because they want it to just go into place, but that's why. In fact, reprint me from 2 months ago, the Von Nothaus report ahead. I believe the AP headline was, you can also print me the FBI press release, head of Liberty Dollar convicted. And then in the article, they had quotes from the U.S. attorney saying, this is an act of terrorism. Anyone that tries to create an alternate currency or that basically has gold and silver is an enemy of America, will be infiltrated, will be destroyed, will be overthrown. I mean, it literally said that. You are enemies, we're going to get you. Yeah, because America's run by the big mega banks that have devalued the dollar, that have killed the country, and they're saying, if you try to create alternate systems so you can survive, we're not going to let you. We're here to bankrupt you. We're here to run you to ground. Meanwhile, all over Europe, the people are rebelling, and the globalists are not going to get away with this. But here it is, trading of over-the-counter gold and silver to be illegal beginning July 15th. Now, we'll see if they're actually able to try to implement this. But there it is, Reuters, Liberty Dollar architect Bernard von Nothaus convicted. They called him a special type of terrorist. Reuters, man convicted of creating counterfeit U.S. currency. And then we'll also get the FBI press release, because people won't believe this. I need to, you can link directly through to the FBI where they say it is terrorism and that they're going to get you. Yes, they are. They're going to get you good. And if you're the head of the Texas Power Commission or a member of the state rep on a trip to Louisiana and they find out you're with the Texas delegation, get over here. It's punishment time. They walk right over, put the blue gloves on and say, get ready for this. And they grab your genitals and they crush them. And then the state official said, are you punishing me? And they said, you bet your bottom dollar we are, boy. This is a Fed takeover. Only in America could they take head state officials, public servants, and just crush them. Oh, you think I'm joking? You didn't hear yesterday's show? I have local Fox News with the interviews. This is how far it's gone. This is how crazy. They just gave a woman 5 years probation for lightly spanking her child in Corpus Christi, Texas, while the state paddles kids in all the major public schools. It's not illegal to spank your kids. They don't care because they're tyrants. It's getting scarier by the minute. It's getting crazier. And they're just trying to bum rush us to get us used to it. Trey in South Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I actually had a question for you. About 5 months ago, I watched a documentary called Wake Up Call to the New World Order. I actually officially got woken up. And it's hard to live, I guess, what other people in society called normal life. It's hard to live that way whenever you've been woken up. And my question to you was, in your position, you've been doing this for so long, and you've been awake. How do you deal with it? I mean, how do you deal with the burden of the knowledge and getting it out to people, and especially when they've been conditioned to not listen to it, and they've been programmed to turn it off and turn it away? My big question is, how do you penetrate through that illusion?
Well, this is a huge, multifaceted question, Trey, and I appreciate your call. Number one, you've got to be confident in the knowledge. A lot of people are apologetic when they tell their neighbors, oh, hey, you know, there's a corrupt government. They act real sheepish. And the neighbor is insecure and feels powerless as well. And so they subconsciously then defend the system, you know, in a kind of make-believe thing that children do to say, hey, there's no such thing as bad men. There's no such thing as corruption. You're a kook. Everything's fine. It's a form of cognitive dissonance denial. But more importantly, you've got to realize it's never a majority that defeats tyranny. It's always a highly motivated minority. Just as it's always a highly motivated minority that brings in tyranny, it's a minority that kicks it out. Most people are followers. So you want to find leaders. And it may be a little old lady, it may be a little old man, it may be a young person, a black person, an Asian person, a Hispanic person, a white guy. It doesn't matter. You're going to find that leadership in your own heart and through God's guidance. And how do I deal with this? My life is incredibly exciting. I'm never bored. My problem is I have too much energy. I'm totally obsessed with reality and the truth. And I don't even really have fear anymore of my physical body being attacked or even my name being destroyed, because I realize there's no future for humanity and for our culture if this system is not defeated. And so by having courage, it becomes an example to others. And you find out there are people out there who feel the same way you do and who resonate with the truth and liberty, and who also instinctively but also intellectually realize the serious threat that humanity is under via the corrupt system known as the New World Order, which is just a collection of criminals that have industrialized and organized and standardized systems of predatory behavior against the sheep-like, cattle-like sheeple. But the sheeple are going to be the sheeple. We need to get the motivated folks that realize what's happening to really get motivated and really get aggressive. And you will have big effects. You've got to realize you're not going to save the world by yourself. But overall, the act of resistance, the act of standing up, the act of speaking out will bring these tyrants down. Because mass murderers agree gun control works. Well, patriots agree liberty works. And the truth sells. But when your friends, your family giggle and laugh at you, they've made a decision to live in a trance. They've made a decision to go along with corruption. They've made a decision to just give up and to just take whatever comes to them. And that's normal when you've had so much wealth. That's why extreme liberty historically always grows into decadence, sloth, and the cycle restarts. And we hopefully can use the examples of history to warn enough people that when the tyranny grows, we're going to go through the decadent cycle, but it won't go as deep as it could And as it has in other societies, if we're there raising the alarm. And that's what separates great transcendent ideas from the crowd. Quality is always a rare thing. And so don't let it get you down, and don't become depressed. Reality was there whether you recognize it or not. So understand how exciting it is. I mean, you're going toe-to-toe with corruption, with real evil. And I think that's exciting. I think it's exciting that I'm under surveillance. I think it's exciting that they could kill me or set me up at any time. I don't look forward to it, but if they've got me chained down torturing me, it's going to be exciting. They'll have to drug me under torture to break my will, and that's only for a period of time. That means I've really had an effect. That means I've really did something for humanity. That means my ancestors have been made proud. It means I'm a man, like my fathers before me. I mean, this is what it's all about. Do you have any idea the struggle our species has gone through to bring us to this point and the incredible heights that humanity can reach towards? And it's that awareness of the bestial survival of the fittest lower order, and that we can reach for the stars. It's that mankind is in between that. And it's the simple recognizing goodness and recognizing what's honorable and what is wholesome. The ability to say 2 + 2 = 4. The ability to have basic, clear, common sense thoughts is revolutionary in a system of overwhelming deceit. And so, as the system gets crazier, as it wants you to accept more and more over-the-top corruption and degradation and evil, and as the system sells it as mother's milk, all we've got to do is simply point it out as a lie and as something that's highly destructive. And be willing to be laughed at. Be willing to be shunned. Be willing. I mean... When I walk tall in front of a crowd of establishment people and aren't ashamed of their insults and their giggling and their hateful looks, by the end of it, by the end of private talks I've had with people, public talks I've had with, you know, pretty high level folks in media, by the end of it, you see admiration in their eye. You see the fire of liberty, a shadow of it beginning to kindle. So you've got to lead. You've got to lead, and you've got to be willing to lay your name down, your treasure down, your blood down, your family down. You've got to be willing to put it all in, because if you don't commit to truth and decency and honor and everything that's good, you allow evil to take over. It's an eternal battle between good and evil. It's that simple. Continue with your phone calls, and then I'm going to spend about 5-10 minutes in the next segment getting into all of the different things that government is trying to make quasi-illegal, and it's unprecedented. We're going to get an expert's take on this, this press release by Forex, trading of over-the-counter gold and silver to be illegal beginning July 15th. They've tried to pass this before. Meanwhile, gold to rise to new record in GBP, close to near record highs in euros and most currencies on global debt contagion risk, and how that integrates in with senators unconcerned about massive consequences of criminalizing embedding of YouTube videos. And YouTube is now taking videos down and putting up, not that it's a copyright violation or not that it violates terms of use, but under government request in the U.S. and England. So the system's scared, folks. They're going into a major global conflict. They're trying to implode nations and set up this new bank of the world. They've got to destroy our society to rebuild it in their tyrannical image of people like Larry Summers and the rest of the globalists. So I'm going to be breaking that down some of the next segment. I'm going to get into Rick Perry. Also, what is the true definition of this new global war that's being launched? We're going to be breaking all of that down and continuing with calls. Who's up next, John? Matt and Mass, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex.
Hey.
Many topics I'd like to discuss with you, but I know my time is limited, so I have a question and a couple of comments. Your chemtrail movie, how is that coming?
You know, I've made all or more of like four films and just never finished them because I've gotten so busy doing special reports, getting ready for the TV show, building the studio, that I've started and stopped, I don't know, four or five films. But I'm probably going to roll the chemtrails into an overall eugenics film, kind of an Endgame 2, but more than that.
Well, I believe you're right on track with that. My opinion is the chemtrail is their ace in the hole, at least in America. I live up in the Massachusetts, the Boston area.
No, it's admitted. There's total weather manipulation. The government, Obama's science czar, admitted, first speech he gave, they are manipulating the weather, but they call it testing. Because under U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B, they're allowed to do chemical, biological, radiological, or other testing, including weather modification, for any... That code prohibits it unless it's for testing, unless it's for research. That's why they call all these giant programs research. It never becomes an official program. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I agree. And they are throwing everything at us, and there is just so much that they're throwing at us. It makes my head spin. But I really believe the chemtrails are the ace in the hole, because not only does it kill all the crops, but look what it does to the body. Your body absorbs it. And I've noticed me and a slew of my friends, they all have all kinds of ailments through their back, their joints. It's a magnet for the radioactive isotopes coming this way.
Yeah, I want to be clear. They are admittedly spraying barium salts and aluminum dioxide and other things, but the aluminum dioxide does precipitate out in the brain, Alzheimer's, young people now getting it, and it does precipitate out in the bones. And the film that we carry that's excellent, What in the World Are They Spraying, shows that all over the country, where this spraying's going on, they have the even people that work for state government showing that aluminum has gone up tenfold in many areas in the last decade. They started the chemtrailing in the mid-90s. And so, yes, sir, they are killing the soils. But don't worry, Monsanto's coming out with a whole line of aluminum-resistant seeds and plants. Isn't that nice?
Yes, that is beautiful.
They love us.
Just one other thing. Listen, you got to get the word out to all the gun owners and the Second Amendment advocates that they have got to keep their guns. They cannot let the government or the police state come and confiscate their guns. They must hold on and fight.
Absolutely, and that's why they're chemtrailing the Midwest, trying to shut down the heart of America. That's why they're trying to pass the Food Safety Act that openly puts regulations on farms and ranches, small ones, the big ones are exempt. Remember what Obama said? We can play the audio when he's behind closed doors. He said, and it's not surprising that they get bitter. They cling to their guns or religion or anti-apathy to people who aren't like them, or anti-immigrant sentiment, or anti-trade sentiment as a way to explain their frustrations. And he's setting up the new Commissar, the new Soviet Threat Fusion Center Commissar, over your rural communities. The feds are now going to roll into your local town.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, I will continue with open phones and try to hurry through them, and then continue with calls in the third hour, and I'm going to cover massive amounts of news that we haven't even gotten to yet. It becomes really harder and harder to do this show because there's so much information. You want to cover it all properly and really dig down into it. But it's just impossible. You've got to track the websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, GCNLive.com. The network site has a lot of the news we cover and some of the news that doesn't make it up on our sites. That's GCNLive.com. Now, in 1933, we saw the War Powers Act come in after 3 years of depression, from 29 to 33. And that's when they set up the state police that are really federal police. That's when the feds really started standardization of everything. That's when the United States went into receivership to predominantly the foreign European banks that had set up the Federal Reserve. That's why today most of the, quote, bailout money, and they hold us hostage and say, give us more money or the world financial system will collapse. You look at the numbers. They created it. We have their own documents. They designed it to implode our economies. As each country pays in trillions more, they only get deeper into debt because the very money they're giving the private banks is then charged back to the population with interest to the very banks that are given the money. You heard me right. I know that is so insane, it makes no sense. You know, you give them your money, and then they charge you interest for giving them the money. You heard me right. It's a good business if you could con people to set it up, and they did. They did. But something they did, the War Powers Act, and my grandmother's father, my great-grandfather, owned, what was it, the first Chevy dealership in Dallas. And, you know, the word is he didn't turn the gold in when he was told to. That's what Grandma told me. And a lot of people didn't turn their gold and silver in all over the country. But they came out and they said, turn your gold, turn your silver in. We're going to give you paperback for it. Roosevelt got on the radio, the fireside chat, and told the suckers to do it. And a percentage of the public lined up and gave them their money. And then publicly, the gold was shipped to Europe. The Firestone family got charged a year later, was setting up a dummy corporation to buy their own gold back. It was the gold was shipped to the Rothschilds and others overseas. And then a year later, they basically doubled the price of gold and then made it legal for the public to have it again. So you could buy your own gold back from them at double the price. So people have always said, well, if you promote gold, they could confiscate it. Well, why own a house then? They could take that. Why have children? CPS might take them. Don't give up on life. Live and then fight. But yes, the criminals are going to try all of this. They're going to try to tax the internet. They're going to try to shut down free speech. They're going to try to force you on the internet too. They're going to try to control with artificial programs what you can type, what you can videotape, what you can do. It's all admitted. All the devices you buy now, you pay for the added cost of the government regulated, and in some cases not even regulated, just agreed upon consensus to put spy systems on board it. And then you pay for it. Now, to get to this news story, I want to go to the FBI Federal Bureau of Investigation, Western District Office, North Carolina. And we'll put this on screen. If you're a radio listener, it's up on prisonplanet.tv, but we've also written articles about it. And you just type in FBI or Justice Department press release on Liberty Dollar, and the top link is those guys. And you'll be at the FBI website. That's FBI.gov/Charlotte/press-release/2011/defendant-convicted... And the reason I raise that is every time I mention this, folks say I'm making it up. Trolls online, on InfoWars, on YouTube, they know it's real. A lot of these are actually sock puppet admitted Pentagon drone programs that look like real people, but they're not. And we've been able to track the IPs and confirm most of them are. But the actual real operators, these are cold-blooded people that know this is real, just like every other real issue, but they're going to come tell you it isn't true to just create confusion. Kind of like when they're smashing tanks into the Waco church, they're saying, come out with your hands up, this is not an assault. When the Davidians came out, it's on the flare footage, they would shoot them with machine guns. You could see the guys, the troops, from behind the tank shooting the Bradley fighting vehicles, the people falling down, and then they'd roll the tanks up and on them, and then the kids were hiding out, and the special forces went in and put the bomb on top of the church records vault, the only concrete part of the building, and killed those babies real good because they deserved it. But, yeah, none of that's real either. Continuing here, and then these are hardcore predators, and they enjoy their job. So they're going to tell you this isn't real. So I just gave you the URL, phone numbers of the FBI. Defendant convicted of minting his own currency. And they used a hand-picked federal jury, and they keep these juries. These juries, has been proven. That's why they have a 98% conviction rate. Do you really believe 98% are guilty? That's why they would send a puppy to the gas chamber for killing JFK. They would do anything they're told, these juries. They're hand-picked juries. Most of them get paid off by the feds to put innocent people in prison. Nuthouse for 14 years. Bernard von Nuthouse, like note and house, has openly been printing his own gold and silver coins, and it's totally legal. What you got, 8 states now passing or about to pass laws to do the same thing. It's always been part of America, and Ron Paul supported it, and his brother's been involved in a separate company, Wayne Paul, and it's totally legal. But they went and told the jury, this is counterfeiting. He's trying to claim he's U.S. currency when he said the opposite. The whole thing was attacking the private Federal Reserve. So, see, they're saying he was imitating a real currency when our own currency since 1913 has been Federal Reserve notes, not U.S. dollars. But Note House didn't try to imitate the counterfeit Federal Reserve bills, notes of debt, notes of your servitude. They didn't care. And even the Associated Press had to say that the U.S. statute does not say this was counterfeiting, and wow, how did he get convicted? Well, how is any of this? I mean, how is the TSA now with Texas state reps and the head of the Texas Energy Commission telling him you're being punished for being against groping, line up? And this is on Fox News locally. I played it yesterday, and actually grabbing and squeezing the male genitals to make them writhe in pain and saying, is this punishment? Yes, it's punishment. I mean, these are jail guards. You're a prisoner. You didn't do anything wrong. You don't get it. Tyranny is when the criminals are the jail guards, okay? So everything's a big prison. Your kids are learning how to be prisoners, everything. Now, listen to what the U.S. attorney in their press release said. And again, they go on to say he is a unique type of terrorist. And, quote, terrorists will not be allowed to operate. Attempts to undermine the legitimate currency of this country. Now, remember, it's J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs openly running this. They devalue the dollar. The Chinese have said they've technically defaulted. The dollar's plunging. Global crisis. This is not their fault. It's von Nothaus's fault. Okay? And I told you this is because they're getting ready to come after the gold and silver. Let's have an open fight over it. Let's throw it in their face. Let's see them try to get away with it. They're not going to. Call the tyrants bluff, like Wiener and the rest of them. Attempts to undermine the legitimate currency of this country are simply a unique form of domestic terrorism. That's right. That's right. You are a terrorist. And what do they do per state per year? Thousands of cases using the Patriot Act, waiving the Bill of Rights, breaking in your house without warrants, digging through your trash without warrants, spying on you with no probable cause. That's now in the official FBI manual. AP last week. Just know nothing. The total head, shields down. Shields are down. They're releasing their criminal federal armies. They're federalizing the police. You try to have a protest, they'll crack your skull open so fast. Old lady comes out of a shopping center with a bag at G20. The cops say, get off the street. She tries to. They release the dog laughing as an old woman's chewed up. These are mad dog psychos. I'm not saying all the police are, but when they get into mob psychology, they are. All right, continuing. And by the way, they've given them this Glenn Beckian template, the conservative cops, that all protesters are SEIU communists, that they can't wait. I've seen the comments online to shoot protesters. So they've really done a PSYOP number. No, everywhere where the SEIU's beating people up, they're allowed to beat people up and left alone on video. Attempts to undermine, I'm going to read this again. Attempts to undermine the legitimate currency of this country. This country doesn't exist anymore. It's under federal. What the WikiLeaks documents 2 weeks ago prove? What we already told you in Endgame. We've been in the North American Union since 2005, and the first part of the document is keep this a secret, integration by stealth. North American integration by stealth. That's a quote. Oh, but governments don't do anything in stealth. That's the prevailing common sense knowledge, we're told. Well, no, it's not. Everybody knows deep down the truth. They just keep the hoax going, saying the majority agree with that when the majority don't. Let me read this again. Then we're going to talk to an expert on this. Attempts to undermine the legitimate currency of this country are simply a unique form of domestic terrorism. Wow, what a sentence. What a sentence. It's not the internationalists devaluing the currency when they are on record. And if you try to have your own gold and silver, you're a terrorist. That's quite a sentence. U.S. Attorney Tompkins said in the announcing verdict, while these forms of anti-government activities do not involve violence, See, being anti-government, if you're against what the government's doing, that's anti-government, that's illegal. I thought in America I could be against government policies. I thought I was the person. I thought I was on top. I was the sovereign in America. No. You do what the government says, even when 99% of people are against the banker bailout, it passes. 70%+ against government-run health care, it passes. They don't care. 90%+ against TSA grope downs, they still do it. They don't care. See, and they're saying it's terrorism, it's anti-government. Anti-government is terrorism. You don't like what color the street signs are, it's a form of terrorism. You've got an opinion on light rail in your town, or not wanting to pay for a Formula One track for some billionaire heiress outside Austin. You're anti-government. And how do you become pro-government? You sit down and shut up, because the government's official. It's the authority. You don't have a right to an opinion in America. You sit down and shut up while we gut the nation and take the veterans' pensions. Again, attempts to undermine the legitimate currency of this country are simply a unique form of domestic terrorism, U.S. Attorney Tompkins said in announcing the verdict. While these forms of anti-government activities do not involve violence, they are every bit as insidious and represent a clear and present danger. See, and that invokes war powers clause. That's why Obama doesn't need Congress right now to launch all these wars. He's saying, I got war powers. We're in an emergency. See, they invoke emergency there. They invoke martial law. They just don't call it that, but that's what the U.S. code says. We're in martial law. U.S. Attorney Tompkins said in announcing the verdict, while these forms of anti-government activities do not involve violence, they are every bit as insidious and represent a clear and present danger to the economic stability of the country. Again, it's their bosses that illegitimately hijack the country doing this to us, but that doesn't matter. She added, we are determined to meet these threats through infiltration, this is a military operation. They're going to infiltrate. Disruption and dismantling of organizations which seek to challenge. You don't challenge. You don't, again, that's an action, a political action. You don't, that's why we go out and protest the Fed, or Ron Paul does. We've got the secret documents where the U.S. Army is there. And it says in the reports, don't let them know your army. They'll try to kill you. They actually line military men and women up and say, when you're undercover in Dallas covering Alex Jones protest or Ron Paul in Houston at the end of the Fed rally, don't let them know your army. They may try to kill you. We're there. Get rid of the foreign bank. Get the Republic back. Military's there in plain clothes. My God, these people are terrorists. And they get all these ignorant people, these FBI agents, they find people that are on a power trip. They think because they have a uniform and a badge that everything they do is good, and we are bad. It goes on to say, disruption and dismantling of organizations which seek to challenge the legitimacy of our democratic form of government. Oh, that's a double speak. We're openly speaking out against corruption, so we're challenging the democratic form of government. Because we're a democracy where it's we the people, right? We're really a republic, but we're terrorists for exercising it. And it goes on. Okay, now I've read that. I want to bring Ted Anderson up. He's actually out of town right now, but I got him to, on his cell phone to join us because we knew this was coming. And this is out of Zero Hedge. It's also up at PrisonPlanet.com. Trading of over-the-counter gold and silver to be illegal beginning July 15th. Now, I don't know if I agree with this interpretation, but Ted, 35 years in the gold and silver business, owner of Midas Resources and this radio network, can break it down. It says, important account notice, metals trading. This is put out by Forex, the big gold and silver trading system. We wanted to make you aware of some upcoming changes to Forex.com's product offering. As a result of the Dodd-Frank Act enacted by U.S. Congress, a new regulation prohibiting U.S. residents from trading over-the-counter precious metals, including gold and silver, will go into effect July 15th, 2011. In conjunction with this new regulation, Forex must discontinue metals trading for U.S. residents on Friday, July 15th, 2011, at the close of trading at 5 p.m. ET, Eastern Time. As a result, all open metals positions must be closed July 15, 2011 at 5 p.m. See, I told you this Note House ruling, they're saying you are an enemy. You are seditious if you want to own gold and silver. They're actually saying owning gold and silver is counterfeiting. When it's the Federal Reserve that created the counterfeit and destroyed our wealth. And then they go through from the Forex team how they're breaking down Section 742A. Ted Anderson, what is going on here?
Well, Alex, you've covered so much of it. I mean, I can tell you the executive order of 1933, which was signed by President Franklin D. Roosevelt, confiscated gold from the people at a price of $26 an ounce. $20.67 an ounce. And a year later, they raised the price to $35 an ounce, raiding the people's wealth. And that was done for the bailout of the banking system, this Federal Reserve banking community that was going on at that time, pulling the strings, which they're doing the same now.
And again, it was a robbery. It wasn't. They called it a bailout, but they take the profits out the back door like the mafia does with a restaurant, and then basically when they're done, burn the restaurant down and collect the insurance.
So that's what brings us to today, Alex. I mean, the Forex, first of all, the Forex market is about currencies. It's about trading U.S. dollar for Swiss franc or U.S. dollar for Italian lira, whatever, you know, that type of thing. That market is for trading currencies from one place to another. This Dodd-Frank bill, along with Obama's signature, is just another attack on gold and silver. You got to realize they tried this before in the health care bill, and that one failed, you know, just 100%. They're going to make gold and silver dealers fill out a 1099 form for any transactions that occur that are over $600. That went out like a ball of fire, and now they're just directly attacking gold and silver and saying, hey, by July 15th, 2011, it's going to be illegal to trade gold and silver. It's like they're trying to force people away from gold and silver and into their paper currency. This is a direct influence manipulation coming from...
Yeah, these people are financial terrorists. We're going to come back and talk about that with you, Ted. And also, while people, I guess, still can without a bunch of records of it, it's your right to buy gold and silver. Tell you about Midas Resources as well, that's got the best deals out there. We'll be right back with Ted Anderson to break this down. Stay with us. By the way, you know the TSA, all those snow globes and pocket knives and shampoo, they love it when it's new. They make money off of it. And here is the Statesman, Austin American Statesman. Where have all the snow globes gone? To the state surplus store. That's where they raise the property taxes so you can't pay it, so they get it. This is all a monopoly game. And they've ordered our gold turned in before. They've taken it and openly shipped it to Europe. And I guess if they have somebody like Franklin Delano Roosevelt do it, you know, over the radio again, most Americans, if the government told Americans to murder their children, I think 30% would walk them out and shoot them in the back of the head. I mean, they'd say, it's the government, you're a conspiracy theorist if you disagree. Disagreeing with tyranny is called conspiracy theory. Having an opinion. And the private central banks that run America are openly imploding our economy. They're imploding Europe's economy. People are rushing in to get gold and silver because then that saves their wealth, because as the currency's devalued, the gold goes up. Gold is going up all over the world, but not as fast as... It's not going up as fast here because they're manipulating it. Well, now they're going to try to shut down the free flow of it even more because they're desperate, because gold and silver exposes their true fiat counterfeit money. That's why they have the FBI and these rulings saying, you're terrorist. Now, folks, we know we're not terrorists. They're the terrorist. It's time to wake up and recognize this. And, hey, FBI, if you're not a terrorist, speak out against this. But we all know the truth. You know about Oklahoma City. You know about 9/11. And a lot of you aren't individually terrorists, just like individual German soldiers. We're not, many of them, Nazis. But you might as well have the spirit of Adolf Hitler or Mao Zedong running America right now. And if we don't recognize that, it's over. It's only going to get worse from here. Ted Anderson, other comments and points on this?
Well, I mean, Alex, I mean, that is the reason why I am giving away silver dollars with your videos, because this is the kind of crap that the government's going to pull. And if the people aren't woken up to the fact of what they're doing, if they can't open their eyes to this, they're going to get away with it. They are now forcing people into this paper money, this funny money that has no value to it, that has forced this country into perpetual debt, just like Jefferson said it would. And now what are they doing? They're trying to take gold and silver away from the people. And that's why I've had this up. You know, it's It's about education. People need to have gold and silver. Their paper currency is about ready to fall right into the toilet, and for some reason the federal government thinks it's a good idea to force people out of gold and silver and into paper. I mean, it just absolutely makes no sense at all. And that's, you know, I just can't say it enough, Alex. It's about education.
Well,
it's
Chad, hold on. It makes perfect sense from the perspective of the tyrants. They don't want us being self-sufficient. They don't want us individually doing well. The entire policy is to destroy the middle class. This is a wonderful, wonderful plan. And Ted, how about you just admit it? You're a terrorist. I'm a terrorist. We're basically supporting Al-Qaeda by not bowing down to Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. You know, Goldman Sachs calling their customers a bunch of dumb S-H-you-know-whats. That's good. Ripping people off, taking the veterans' death benefits, secret deals that are now public. That's freedom, buddy. If you're not for taking the veterans' benefits, you're with Al-Qaeda. If you don't support Al-Qaeda in Libya that our government's supporting, you're with Al-Qaeda. Okay?
When they labeled von Nothaus as a terrorist and convicted him of crimes because he was making silver coins, that was the indicator.
No, Ted, they're good people. They're good people. Stay there for five more minutes, and I'm going back to calls and news. You want to call and get the three silver dollars, and then you get three of my films for free and free shipping, Midas Resources. You want to engage in terrorism, here it is, 800-686-2237. Land of the free, home of the brave. Don't buy that silver, 800-686-2237. We'll be right back.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I really have only scratched a few layers down into the news today. And the system is definitely scared. They're coming in trying to stop over-the-counter gold and silver sales openly. They'll pick a few people out to arrest and put in prison to try to scare everybody. Next, they're going to tell you to turn it in. And that's because they are putting it into high gear, the process of totally devaluing our currency. That's how the banksters do it. And our journey towards third world serfdom will be complete. And they know, though, that as they're devaluing it, if people get into gold and silver and get storable foods and educate their neighbors, that you're going to have a large contingent of people who will be leaders in their communities, and then they won't be able to sell their next global currency, their next fiat currency that they're building on the ashes of America and Europe. And this is all official plans. So they've got to clamp down on the purchase of gold and silver, but they're going to leave it legal in a few places like Switzerland, where the globalists are based. They leave a few places safe for them to operate, where they're then going to get your gold for pennies on the dollar. And you better be for it or you're a terrorist. You better hand your gold in to the Federal Reserve so it can be given to Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. Because Lord knows they need more money and power. Well, as for me, I'm not turning my gold and silver in. I've always explained this to people. And it's just like campaign finance reform when they said that individuals, you know, and groups couldn't give money. Everybody just ignored it. They said talk show host months before an election couldn't have an opinion on the Second Amendment or abortion. We just all ignored it. And that's what it comes down to. That's why it's important to support silver and gold dealers that are out there. Ted, the deadline's coming up July 15th, and there's also some loopholes with collectors and stuff, but we mainly pitch bullion because overall that is the safest, best bet out there. But if you do the research, you got great collectors as well that are, quote, non-confiscatable. But they may change that, too. But people say, I'm not having kids. The world's so bad. Have more kids when the world is bad. Good people need to have children. Thrive. Bet on life. Commit to fighting evil. Don't give in to evil by laying down. Have more children. Work harder. Build. Be more aggressive. Get into gold and silver. It's that simple. Ted, we haven't plugged this in a few weeks. Gold has shot way back up. It's trading at all-time highs, some areas overseas. Trading, where's my article on that? I had the article. I just had that stupid thing here in front of me. Well, it doesn't matter. Oh, here it is. Gold rises a new record in GBP. close to near record high in euros and most currencies on global debt contagion, though domestically they're manipulating the Forex, trying to keep it down, but they're not successful. You bought gold and silver when it went down to this dip, like it always does, before racing back up. You could pass those specials on. Folks say radio special when you call to get it. Ted, tell folks about a few of the specials you've got.
Yeah, well, I mean, just right now, presently, some of the best buys that we have going on right now are the, again, the British sovereigns, francs. Francs are at 333 right now. I held that price down. They're up on the internet a lot more. British sovereigns are at 418. Again, a price that's much lower than what you'll find on the internet. You know, even everything's becoming so scarce in silver, it's not even funny.
Not silver, Al-Qaeda rounds.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's the
But
thing.
You've
I
got
mean,
you've got Al-Qaeda silver and Al-Qaeda gold, terrorist coins on hand, though, right now. Unlike a lot of dealers, you're ready to ship right now.
Yeah, I mean, like, especially in that video and silver dollar deal, Alex. I mean, it's just out of this world, crazy, insane, great deal. Because you can't buy your videos at that price.
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, and you're... Tiny bit of profit goes towards the broadcast, 800-686-2237. Ted, how much is it for the three silver dollars, three of my films, and free shipping?
$125 delivered. $125.
So, and I want to warn you, folks, this is evil silver and gold and evil films. All extremist, all anti-globalist, anti-Goldman Sachs, 800-686-2237. And I apologize for how evil we are here in America. We'll be right back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to go to Gene, Steve, Jeannie, Johnny, Watchman, and others that have been patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. When you hear a caller hang up, that's your chance to get in. We'd love to hear from you. And then at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to do a big news blitz. I'm going to go through a bunch of headlines. I'm also going to give you my take on the whole situation with taking out under God, one nation under God. Can't have a nation because you're part of a world government. Can't say under God. It's all about destroying the existing order and system and training you that the establishment is going to change your rituals, change your pastimes, change the basic bedrock of the society. And the message isn't even so much what matters. It's that they tell you what you can and can't say. It's like Google-owned YouTube saying, you put out a video saying that everybody should hang up posters as Obama as the Joker because... the media was calling for the arrest of whoever had done it, saying you can't defile our Fuhrer. I said in the video, even if I liked Obama, which I didn't at the time in 2009, I would now have to hang these posters up because in the media is calling for the arrest of whoever first did it in California. I said, that is totally un-American. And they took it down, blocked it, put a strike on our account for racism. And we've got copies of the letters up at Infowars.com. I went and filed against it, and they shut down the Alex Jones channel where you couldn't upload videos or use it. They put a hold on it. And they said, challenging YouTube, when it comes from us, we may completely delete your 50-something million views at the time. Now it's 117 million and growing. That's just one channel. Think about that. And all those videos getting thousands of new views a week, some of them tens of thousands, videos that first get 300,000 views, a year later got a million views. I mean, it's just all exponential, a library of information, of modern books. It's book burning because my videos, predominantly the special videos we do, are documents, articles, video clips. This is all done. I pay for this. I'm hiring more video editors. We're going to put more of these out on PrisonPlanet.tv, more on YouTube. We're having a huge effect warning the people. They perish for lack of knowledge. And they say, you brought all this value here. You got hundreds of millions of views. You follow the terms of service, but we're going to say you're a racist and shut your channel down. And then people go on and say, well, it's a free market. Really? This is a monopoly. They have over half of the video viewing in the world. They're hooked in with the government. and it's unfair trade practices. It's false advertising to say, come in here, just follow these rules, build something of extreme value culturally, but also economically, mainly to them. We don't even put ads on the site. And we're now going to falsely accuse you and slander you and libel you and defame you and then take your website away. And that's what Internet 2 is, where you won't have a choice. Everything will be a subdomain of Google or YouTube or Facebook or Microsoft. That's their public plan. And everything is AI surveilled by the computers. And then they decide when you go away. They decide what you can and can't do. And then they selectively enforce, like when they try to take the account down, and I did a counterclaim against it. Earlier this year, where they said, well, your collateral murder video shows a clip of the Apache shooting up the Reuters reporters. And we did a filing, and they came back and said, all right, we're frozen your account again. This was a YouTube strike. We may shut your channel down if you're found to have challenged this improperly. And I said, go ahead. I'm going to take legal action. And my filings gave dozens of examples of ABC News, CNN, Russia Today, with the same video clip on their YouTube official channels. They were left alone. But see, I'm not allowed to show that. Only me, because I'm bad. I can't say, hey, they're calling for the arrest of whoever put out these Obama posters saying he's a socialist. Even if it was racist, they shouldn't be arrested, but it obviously isn't. We have to do, all of us do this now, to show them we won't be buffaloed by their intimidation. And what does YouTube do? They shut it down and say, I'm a racist. You don't want government health care? You're a racist. You're like, what does that have to do with it? And they're like, shut up, racist. Oh, see, you're defending yourself now. These people are the racist. They're the ones that control everybody through race. They're the ones that always bring up race. They're the ones that make people obsess on it in high school and college, whole courses, not about mathematics, quantum mechanics, engineering, literature, beautiful things, great things. No, it's all about diversity training and all this crud and to create guilds of people that think they're special protected groups. Now, there's a headline. Is the Obama Joker pitcher racist? Oh, I have MSNBC saying I'm racist. For putting that out. You know what? We're going to do it again, by the way. I'm going to announce a bunch of stuff. We're going after Google with posters on the streets. We're going after Obama again, and I'm going after Rick Perry. And don't worry. They're going to say it's racist to put up a Rick Perry as some type of monster. You're like, but that doesn't make sense. It doesn't matter. They'll beat you over the head with it because they're training the mass of people that when they say it, they go, okay, I said I'd go to your calls. I'm out of control. Who's up next here, John? Gene in Michigan, thanks for holding her on the air.
It's okay to be out of control, Alex. You got good reason. Yeah, you know, speaking of enforcers, we have our own here in Michigan. I believe you're familiar with Mr. Snyder, Rick Snyder, in his Public Act number 4. It allows him to come in and take over local governments and school districts and disband any local government.
He calls it economic martial law.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. And I hope you can add him to your hit list as well and maybe Photoshop him in a nice SS uniform because he's seems like he wants to put himself into a commandant's position with the
Other cities under Agenda 21 and all over the world are making you give your house keys to the cops. And that's totally reasonable. I mean, some will say, well, we didn't do it before, but things have changed in America. And hey, let's get ready to not be able to buy gold and silver. That's freedom. Come on, good things are happening here, man. Goldman Sachs runs our government. They're good people.
I figure he must have seen one of your films about the regional FEMA camp regions, because I figure he's just setting himself up for one of those commandants.
By the way, they have the 10. I'm going to cover it later. Sorry, go ahead.
He has to prove himself worthy by, you know, being the first governor to really come out and do this. I mean, he's taken over Benton Harbor. He moved into Pontiac just recently. And they just signed this bill into legislation in March of this year. So it's taking
when they economically implode you, they get to reorganize everything in the name of fixing it, but then nothing ever gets fixed. It only gets worse. This is global receivership, the end of freedom, total depression. But don't worry, the government's going to save us.
moved from Benton Harbor into Pontiac, a little larger, a little more, you know, disband the local police forces. It's going to, don't worry, it's going to be covered by the state police. And, of course, you've got Flint and Detroit following probably right behind as soon as they can figure out how to do it on a large scale.
But NAFTA and GATT were good for us. Look at how good it's been for Michigan.
You know, factory workers who are just trying to, you know, provide a living for their families. Oh, God forbid they should want profit sharing or health insurance and things of that nature. It's got, you know, it's a shame that they would ask for such things.
Well,
but they managed to take that away from us. So there goes, I don't understand. Maybe it's, destroying
well,
their
Gene,
own
lives. Gene, what they've done, your phone's breaking up, I'm going to let you go, is they've created another lie within a lie. They tell conservatives, who are well-meaning people in general, hey, we're going to disband cities and get rid of all the cops. That'll fix the budget. Well, that's the same story the same banks have done in other countries over and over again. All of the new tax money and all of the cuts, the vast majority of it, goes to the private banks in the bailout money. And then the economy implodes more, and then there's more cuts. And so it's a process where at the end, the mega banks don't even get as much money in as they would have if they hadn't imploded the economy, because the banks issued the money to begin with. They make all their money on the default, but you don't really owe the money. So they go in, put their politicians in who default and then technically hand everything over to them. I mean, it's total economic conquest, Gene. And he calls it in Michigan martial law, economic martial law, but you're not allowed to even call it that because, oh, that's a scary term. And it's going to happen everywhere. We're going into receivership to the private banking cartels who are admitted criminals. The Senate committee found total crime, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, the other big mega banks. The documents are public. They engineered it all. It's premeditated. But see, so many yuppies are in la-la land. Well, they're not in la-la land. They're in make-believe land. Kind of like the kids in Peter Pan go to Neverland. They never really left the bedroom at night. They're just playing and imagining. That's what that book's all about. Well, adults imagine that, oh, this is a scary government. This is scary tyranny. I'll just decide it's okay and call those people extremists that are awake. That's what cowards do. Cowards lie to themselves. So they make believe everything's okay. I've got all these Democrats attacking me, sending me threatening emails and comments that I'm this right-wing racist scum and that Obama's saving people with all these new wars. They're not going to turn loose of their delusion. They love it. That's why they're losers. It's why they're failures. They're sitcom drama-watching children. Steve in Georgia, you're on the air. Steve, you're there, my friend.
I'm just down the road from the Guidestones here in Georgia, the home of Ty Cobb. And what I was going to tell you about was, in the local town, the hut for the little kids with the, what they call them, Boy Scouts, it's gone. Now it's a police thing where they got these kids in little T-shirts and badges. And every time there's a big festival, they got the little kids standing everywhere with their arms crossed, you know, like little Gestapos, you know?
Yes, sir. 6 years ago, I told folks, stay there, this is really important. I read mainstream news articles, played clips where the Brownies are trained to spy on mommy and daddy. The Cub Scouts are trained to spy on mommy and daddy openly. They train the Explorer Scouts to, quote, kill veterans that won't turn their guns in. The New York Times reported that positively. Hitler, Jugend, Soviet, same deal. And everywhere they're setting up these huts, and they train the TSAs at public events everywhere, I've confirmed. Crossed arms. Up on the screen, we got the New York Times. Scouts trained to fight terrorists and more. And in the first line, they talk about a disgruntled veteran with firearms. The scouts go in the drill and kill the vet. And, of course, we told you about this 15 years ago, but now it's all been released. At these training seminars for police and now Boy Scouts, they spend maybe 1% of the time on Al-Qaeda. The whole deal is about gun owners, those that want to get rid of the Fed, sovereign citizens, people that think the federal government's out of control. And, you know, I get sarcastic, I get angry because it actually hurts. You know, a caller earlier, A caller earlier asked me how I handle it. It hurts me what they're doing to these children. It hurts me as somebody who studied Rome, the Soviets, the Maoist, what goes on in Africa today. These warlords always get kids and train them first to be spies. Los Zetas does that down in Mexico. And then next they give them guns. And to know that the Boy Scouts are trained, especially the Explorer Scouts, 14 and up, that and the ROTC, I knew about this 15 years ago all over the country, but I've actually been invited one time to observe it from a hilltop while it was going on in San Antonio. They didn't know I was watching it at the university, but I observed them and later got the documents, the Marine ROTC training to, quote, take on raid houses and take guns. And that's come out in the news. We've had colonels on who admit they do door-to-door gun confiscation drills for America. And to just think how un-American these scout leaders are and how just flat-out wicked. And, yes, they have substations everywhere. We first got photos and videos of this in 2005 of Boy Scouts with the National and State Guard in places like Alabama, Missouri, and other areas. And you go to Bayfest in Alabama was one example, or others. Or you go to the high school football game, and there'll be 12-year-olds bugging their eyes out in uniforms. And then the reports are pouring in. TSA was in Portland at a parade this weekend, asking questions, shoving people around. And it's just to train the public to have folks in uniforms bugging their eyes out. But in any tyranny, it's an auxiliary brown shirt unofficial group. And then they recruit from those into the official police force. And it's 100% the country has cultural cancer. And every time I mention these articles about brownies, and I even got the training manual, trained to watch their parents. I mean, they're training 10-year-old girls to watch mommy and daddy. I mean, that is beyond the Soviet Union. Our government is run by private corporations that use it to rob us and to milk us. And here we have the kids also playing the part. Rob Dew shot this video up in Chicago. They have the kids playing the part of prisoners, learned helplessness. That's with a Polish and Czech Republic troops training. Then they have a gun confiscation drill. Then they had a drill at the sports stadium in Chicago. What stadium was that?
It was a Toyota.
Yeah, the Toyota arena. How to round us up and break us up. I'm sorry. And they're going to do it. They're going to blow up federal buildings and blame it on Ron Paul and myself. They're going to continue to poison the water. We got crooks running the country. And you know what? In the end, they're going to fall just like the Nazis or just like the Soviet Union. But a lot of us aren't going to make it through this fight. But I'm here to tell you, we're going to defeat the New World Order. We're going to defeat the terrorists that run this country. We're going to get America back. We don't have a choice. Sorry, Steve, in Georgia. Finish up your story. So tell me where you are in Georgia. The little Boy Scout camp they had is now a police camp. And tell me what they do at public events.
Police, the local police badge is painted on the side of the building, the little hut that once was a Cub Scout hut.
No, I mean, they were taking them over. And I get Boy Scout people sending me emails saying it's not true. I'm sorry, go ahead.
They were doing judo moves one day. You know, it was almost like, you know, the Obama Civil Army, you know, where the little kids. I got your videos along with the silver, and I'm making copies, but everybody's just, like, avoiding me like the plague, like I have lost my freaking mind when I've been awake for about maybe 5 years, you know. I took the red pill, and they're, like, this scared, like, what? Don't show me this. I don't want to know that, you know.
Well, here's what you need to do. You need to go to those events. You need to YouTube it. You need to speak about it. You need to go to city council, because it's a homeland security program all over the country, and they entice the kids with paintball fights and judo and stuff. Then they become spies for the cops, and then when they hit 14, they tell them Ron Paul is your enemy. I've had the cops on, I have the manuals. George Washington's bad. Imagine, the Boy Scouts are taught. Folks, I'm not joking. Ron Paul, George Washington bad, Alex Jones bad. Well, military and police know this is all true. They're given the same training. Stay there. I want to hear more about this. throughout history. As the tyranny gets worse and worse, people buy into it more and more, trying to tell themselves everything is okay. And once the police, the military, the bureaucrats, the general public have bought into the official false narrative of why the takeover is happening, they don't want to admit they're wrong. And as things get scarier and scarier and crazier, they will buy more into it, not less. And they know there's going to be a large segment of society that knows what's going on. Well, those people are simply labeled the terrorist. And if you're a new listener, you can pull up all these manuals law enforcement sent us, and national news covered it and confirmed they were real. I've been sent countless others, but only a few times has it gotten national attention. The MIAC, the Homeland Security, the Ron Paul military documents that the military leaked to us, because they're good people in there, many of them, where they teach him. Ron Paul's a terrorist. I'm a terrorist. Founding fathers are bad. And they say the number one enemy is returning veterans. See, you're done. They're through with you. You're like a cannon needs to be spiked. And you can go to the New York Times and other articles, and the training manuals are online. They don't even hide this, where they train the Explorer Scouts to kill the disgruntled veteran, to go to the farmhouse of the free stater or the free man or the sovereign citizen. And they even admit on CNN, well, there are people who are bankrupt and can't pay their property taxes. A lot of times they're rural and they're terrorists. Well, yeah, you got somebody on their grandpappy's land. They can't pay for it. The economy's falling apart. Instead of lowering taxes, you raise them. And then in the drills, and I've been to these drills, they don't even hide some of this. They practice killing hillbillies. Listen, you think I'm joking, and I'm going back to Steve and everybody else. This is a key article from the Economic Collapse blog. Excellent analysis. Barack Obama's White House Rural Council, Central Economic Planning for America's Heartland. They implode the economy. They come in with, quote, help. And it's even more control. It's the same thing with the 10 regions of FEMA and the 10 governors. Bush set up. It's continuity of agenda. This isn't just Obama. And then now they say, well, we don't have to do what the other governors say. We've got 10 that are federally appointed. And it goes on. Barack Obama has issued a brand new executive order that establishes a White House Rural Council. The Rural Council has been given the task of developing public-private partnerships. That means coming in with government money to the select groups. And believe me, this is all going to be anti-terrorism, spying. They've already had this going on in beta testing. This will seek to bring the economic prosperity of our big cities to rural America. In other words, the U.S. government and the big corporations are going to team up to dominate the economies of small towns and rural communities, just like they dominate the economies of all the big cities. So should those that live in rural America be excited about this? After all, the U.S. government and big corporations have done such a great job of bringing economic prosperity to places like Detroit. They say they're going to bulldoze a third of the city. Michigan and Camden, New Jersey. Won't it be great to have the federal government come in and tell rural communities how they should be doing things? They've already got the threat fusion centers. They already got the Boy Scouts. They already got the clergy response team spying on you. The chair of the White House Rural Council will be Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. He's a former governor of Iowa and a Democrat, totally anti-gun, I should add. Swing states like Iowa will be key in 2012, so perhaps Obama's trying to show that he really cares about middle America. But it is really hard to forget the remarks that Obama made about rural Americans during the 2008 campaign, in particular the following quote about the bitterness of those living in rural America got a lot of attention at the time. And I can't really do an imitation. I can do a George Bush. And, and it's not surprising that they get bitter. They cling to guns or religion or to apathy, anti-apathy to people who aren't like them, and or anti-immigrant sentiment or anti-trade sentiment as a way to explain their frustrations. Yeah, globalism's been really good for us, hasn't it? And it just goes on from there, what the Rural Council's going to do. Just come in with the tax money they suck out of people and then give 30 cents of it back with strings attached. So federal government. And I got more reports in my stack of at parades all over the country, different sporting events. They got Army, National Guard, and TSA. And the descriptions by people that are there say they're putting on a tough guy act. They're grunting and yelling at people and shoving them and getting in their face and crossing their arms. And literally, I've seen photos and videos of right next to National Guard, 10, 12-year-old kids crossing their arms. In fact, a lot of great info warriors have gone out and confronted the Boy Scouts and explained to them what's happening. And they'll be there with the cops just looking at everybody going, because they've been trained, you don't trust Americans. These are enemies. Only the police, only the military is good. But then meanwhile, the internal documents say, once you're done being military or a cop, you're the enemy. It doesn't matter, though. You know, here's the deal, America and the rest of the world. We're going into major global conflict. We're going into a designed depression. Everything we've told you, unfortunately, so far has come true. We tried to stop it. We predicted the awakening as well. There would be resistance. That's law of physics, that for every action, there's an equal reaction. And the great battle of civilization is on. The great battle of liberty versus darkness is on. And you better wake up to the war that's happening. 90% of it's psychological warfare, but 10% of it's physical. The taser deaths, the checkpoints, the federally funded blood draws, the spy grids. You better wake up and realize Boy Scouts at public events bugging their eyes out at you, standing behind the army or the police, is absolute 100% Stalinistic fantasy. This is directly out of Hitler, directly out of Stalin, directly out of African dictatorships, directly out of Chavez, Venezuela. It is Cuban communism. It is pure authoritarian, absolute. It's like if you went and got an x-ray and there was a giant tumor this big on the x-ray. What is that? That's a tumor. Well, what is this? This is a case of tyranny. We got it bad. I mean, if you're rolling around in the winter, vomiting for 3 days and can't drink anything, you got the flu. I don't even know. America is so demonic. We got good people here, and they don't deserve to be overrun, but maybe they do. Because even though we're supposedly got good people in this country, we've killed 51 million babies. And we've gone, I mean, look at how evil the culture is. Look at it all. And you know what? This is not even religious, folks. It's historical. When you become corrupt, when you go along with the system, when you decide there's no morals, 100% of the time, it ends up in hell. Physical hell while you're alive. Because every demon, every control freak is released. And now they got uniforms and they got weapons and they got plenty of little control freaks who couldn't get a job, couldn't be successful, who are now given all this power. You know, they were just putting up on screen clips out of different news articles where the Boy Scouts talk about how they love the simulations of killing veterans. Do you have any idea what every tyranny from Russia to Nazi Germany to Maoist China did? The first group, when they really do the purge, is the police. There are a lot of police and military listening that think they're on the globalist team. They are going to take you to a warehouse and shoot you in the head. And you are not going to believe it when you pull in there and they got people being stuffed in body bags and you're getting your head blown off. Oh, you're going to find out. It doesn't matter. At least when they're lining you up about to splatter your, well, you'll have a hood over your head. You won't even see it. At least repent at that point. You think I said that for shock value? Hell is being released. You don't know history. This happens 100%. In fact, give me a document cam shot that I am going to the calls. Give me a document cam shot. I'm going to show them right now. I'm going to write on this piece of paper for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers something that's very simple for folks. Here it is. 100%. 100% of the time. 100. See, you know all about football and acting cool. I know all about history. 100% of the time. 100. The same garbage. Citizen spy squads. Kids spying on people. I remember going and getting the footage from Hebron, Maryland, that's in Police State 2000, of the Boy Scouts training. And we even talked to locals who were part of the drill to shut down the local gun shop and to go door to door and take guns from citizens. And they had the Boy Scouts in Hebron, Maryland in 1998. Going in their parents' houses and going back to the Marines, regular Marines, and reporting to them what guns their parents had. And what did parents do when they found out? Most of them rationalized it and said, well, I'm sure it's for overseas training. Sure, it's dual use. and then giggling and saying, you should have told me, Junior. The government, without asking parents, you know, they put the kids in the program, had them going back home and coming back with list of their guns. And you people think this military belongs to us? It belongs to Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America. It belongs to companies that take houses they don't have deeds for and that are 100% paid for. Why would the banks do that? Because they can. They can. They can, and they will, and they are. Of course they're designing GMOs to sterilize you and weaken you and make you effeminate men. There's a reason women are getting breast cancer at off-the-charts rates, and predominantly it's what's in the plastics, as I told you a decade ago, now admitted, and what's designed into all the major GMO crops to feminize men. What do you think those systems targeting men do to women? They hyper-feminize them, so the breasts accelerate their aging internally. Why do you get cancers in hormone-based tissues? The ovaries, the testicles, the breast, the prostate, because hormones are highly unstable and cause cell damage. That's why mammals get cancer. Sharks cannot get it because sharks do not have hormones. They pump all these synthetic hormones into the food. They design it into all the major food crops, and that's why women, that's why beautiful, good, decent, loving, caring women, what men are supposed to defend, we've got women turned into a bunch of mindless idiots, the men turned into mindless idiots, everybody gibbering, running around at an arrested development level of 12 years old, while women, you're being murdered. That's why they got five-year-olds now and younger going into puberty. Our boys are little girls. Our women are Amazons. You know why suddenly statistics coming out that women are, within a few decades, on average, going to be taller than men? Something that never happened in any skeletons they've dug up worldwide getting into anthropology. Women are always shorter than the men. In fact, in almost every species, except maybe insects, the male is bigger. Because the women are growing up to giant proportions now because of the hormones. Because I want to get into all the science of it. You know it. Go to the mall and just look at, you'll see a dad and a mom. You can tell it's their daughters, and the daughters are a foot, 2 feet taller than their parents. Those girls are walking dead. They'll be lucky if they make it to 30 before big old tumors grow. And then they're going to suck all the money out of those women, burning them up with the chemotherapy and the radiation. I just want to stop. I want them to stop murdering us. But tyranny always gets away with this stuff because people can't believe in evil. They can't. The devil's biggest trick was he didn't exist. Folks, please, for heaven's sakes, five-year-olds aren't supposed to be going into puberty. Some as young as three. The age of puberty is not 13 now. The U.S. average is 10. Your girls are going to die. Your boys are women. There's a reason American men act and look like women. There's a reason the police have to take steroids now. They don't have enough testosterone to even be men. But the cops don't care on average. They're going to join with this satanic system. A system that hates them, just like the yuppies are going to join with it. So you know what? I'm just here to let you know you had a choice, because that's how God works. But we're going to beat this thing in the end with God's help. Okay, I'm sorry, Steve. You set me off thinking about the evil of taking our children and training them to line up veterans and kill them in firing squads. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Another thing that really blew my mind, this was about a year ago, I knew, you know, the game's up. I was in Athens, Georgia, right there at the University of Georgia at the Arches. There's a great restaurant there I was going to. Well, they were having an impromptu Marxist socialist rally. You know, all the college kids.
But that doesn't exist. But if you talk about communism, it's a conspiracy theory. It doesn't exist.
in the face. I'm like, you should be ashamed. Your grandfather is rolling in his grave, and they got all up in my face, and I had a Hendrix shirt on that had an American flag behind it. He's like, you ought to be ashamed. You're wearing a Hendrix shirt, and you're talking like that? I'm like, Jimi Hendrix served, you know? He said, you know, America is great, and he played the national anthem. When he went to other countries, he would play. He said, stand up for your country. If not, F you. Stand up for your country. I'm like, that's how warped they are.
And again, and again, they think communism is standing up for America. They think having our kids turn into spies is America. They wrap their evil around the American flag, and then they wrap that in the American flag again, and then they say, we're un... Did you hear me read the FBI press release that if you're into silver and gold, you're a terrorist, and they will hunt us down and get us?
Yeah,
I mean, these people are open tyrants. It's out... They're even wearing black hats. I mean, it's like in the Westerns. The bad guy's wearing black and a black hat. They're even wearing the black hat. And I've got to sit here and be told I'm the bad person?
Punch me, poke me in the chest, and said, I need to get out of there. Move along. You're starting trouble.
Yeah, I've had communists openly tell me that when they take over America, that they're going to kill everybody. And that they're going to kill me. And, of course, they work for the bankers. The big mega banks come in, set up communism to rob everybody. Then they sit offshore and suck the money out. I appreciate your call. Johnny in Colorado hung up because he's a trooper and I've been babbling. Oh, it's painful to do this show sometimes. But you know what? It would be more painful not to resist this. Again, they tell you, be for the military. Give up your rights. The military works for us. It works for the Congress that we elect, not the president that sends them off to war without authorization. All of this is very simple. In fact, I meant to get to the Star Spangled Banner, excuse me, National Anthem, excuse me, I can't even think straight now. Pledge of Allegiance, where they cut out one nation under God, and then cut to the military saying, present arms. They said, well, if we cut it out but put a military image in, they won't know what to do, and they'll accept getting rid of God and replacing it with the military. But they don't even mean make the military God, which is blasphemous. In the imagery in that video, the media is not getting what it really means. It's those that control the military are God. It's saying all political power goes out of the barrel of a gun. They're saying government is God. Force is God. Dictator Obama is God.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with fair.
All right, I'm going to get to Gene, Ronnie, Tim, Bev, Toby. A few of the calls will be internet only at Infowars.com. I'll do like 5 minutes of overdrive. I got a bunch of special reports I've got to get out today, too, so watch Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The private offshore interests that have hijacked America have engaged in so many crimes, they've got to bring in a total tyranny or they're going to go to jail. Just like the head of the ATF is having to step down for being caught lying to Congress about Obama shipping guns into Mexico to destabilize things, to blame it on the Second Amendment. We told you about that over a year ago. He should be criminally charged. Look, either these people all go to prison or these crooks are going to set up a total tyranny here. That's what tyranny is. It's corrupt people with the authority of government getting away with murder. And I know I keep saying that. I know the general listeners know that. But it's time to get aggressive in defense of liberty. I didn't get into my breakdown of Rick Perry. I'm doing a special report on it. We'll air tomorrow here. We'll premiere here. And I got a lot of very informative guests coming up throughout the week. I didn't get into a lot of the economic implosion, but you already know about that. It's just kind of tracking the train wreck. Let's go to Gene in Texas, then Tim, Bev, and Toby. Toby just hung up, so let's go to Gene in Texas. Go ahead, Gene.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
I sure can. I'm sorry I'm freaking out today, but people need to be getting upset right now.
Listen, Alex, I'll talk quickly. I want you to know a lot of women are awake and mad as hell. I am a mad Mexican woman living in Texas about a lot of things you cover. So anyway, first thing off, I want the world to know that Rick Perry is a very dangerous guy. This man, on May 23rd, had 14 wheelchair-bound people arrested. They were protesting at the Capitol. All they wanted to do was talk to him, have dialogue, about the cuts that were going to affect them immensely. We're talking about wheelchair repairs, people who were living at home that may have to go back to nursing homes, and he had them arrested. This makes me furious. I just could not believe that. Every time that they talk about Rick Perry on talk radio here in Austin, I call in because people are brain dead here about Rick Perry. And I called in. There's a show called Beyond the Beltway, national show yesterday. They were ranting and raving about him. So what did I do? I called and I said, listen, this man signed a sonogram bill that forces women to look at sonograms. I mean, you know, having an abortion is traumatic enough, but being forced to do that.
Well, he's doing the anti-abortion thing, which is the one thing he's doing to get Christian conservatives behind him. But then he'll flip-flop on that later. He hasn't put the anti-groping bill back on the special session yet. I appreciate your call. Here's another point. Headed to the beach, heads up for an invasion force, CNN. And it's about a big Marine Corps landing drill. And they just do this, again, in South Carolina and North Carolina to condition everybody to all of this happening. They're going to be landing in Florida. It just goes over the fact that they're going to be doing drills at public beaches everywhere, basically, just all over the place, all part of conditioning. And I've been to these drills. They've got role players saying, where'd you get this gun? Where'd you get this helmet? Well, in San Francisco. Well, you're under arrest. I mean, it's super bad. Thank you, Gene. Tim in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing there?
Good, my friend. Sounds like you're calling on a CB. What's on your mind?
Now, I got a train of totally hands-off setup on my computer. I just didn't want to blow your ears out.
What's on your mind, sir? We got about 30 seconds left here.
Okay, here. First off, I've been meaning to ask you. I mailed you a copy of my speech that I read to the city council at Mount Clemens over that fluoride.
Yeah, I got it. Whenever you got him to take the fluoride out by exposing the fact how it was poisonous. Great job. Great job, my friend. Look, we're just out of time. Transmission officially ends now. Pray for America, pray for the world, but learn to recognize evil if we're going to defeat it. Retransmission starts now with key information. Great job of the crew. Infowars.com.